line officers, there was engineers, there's two or three rooms for engineers and an assistant engineer.
And that was on this balcony over the water?
Opening off of this balcony.
Where was the commissary? Ship's doors, I mean, the...
The commissary, there was no regular room, but this, all the commissary, there was quite a bit of commissary stores stored forward. And...
Where was the ship's door? You wanted to buy some toothpaste?
That was down off of the main deck, same level. The mess deck, the eating facility.
Did you have to use the mess deck as a companionway to get forward in heavy weather?
No. Well, we could. But if they're all out at a time, so you could come out on your come out of your own stateroom. And walk forward, come up a ladder, and come out on the weather deck.
Yeah, but...
And walk on forward.
That was the normal way to go.
Normal way to go, to get forward up on the forecastle.
Oh, really?
Or you could walk, come out of your stateroom and walk all the way forward, and then come up a ladder off of the mess deck on either side, port and starboard. And
go
come
right up to the wing bridge. Right?
And no, you go right up onto the weather deck.
Yeah.
And then on this weather deck, now this is up here.
Yeah.
On the weather deck leading forward. And you could come up from the wardroom, go out here, or the captain cabin, you could come up and walk forward along the deck. Or you can come here forward part of the wardroom and come up this ladder and come out on the side and walk forward. Or you can come up here on the wardroom. Now, maybe what's confusing you is this. The wardroom is on this level here. See, this height.
That's two decks below the weather deck.
Then you come up one deck, and here is where the wardroom officers had their sleeping quarters. Their staterooms was up.
And that's the same level that the warrants are on.
Same level that the warrants are on.
And the ship's office.
And the ship's office.
Okay, yes. But now to get past, and just forward of that is the boiler room rise.
Now,
Now, how do you get around the boiler room without going outside? Was there a companionway on both sides?
Now, part of these, there was a companionway here on the port side.
On the port side only?
I think that that's right. I don't think there was one. I think you had to come up out of the wardroom.
Past the pay clerk's office.
Go up here on this first flight. Over here, the line officers' quarters were coming aft, and there was a closed off there. Then you go aft, walk to the port, and you could walk forward. And part of the engine room uptake area and the boiler room was here, uptakes on that open space over the machinery or the boilers. In this area, you come up here, and on this side, there was engineer officers along the port side, line officers along the starboard side, and you could walk over here and go forward. Here's the engine room area here, then the fire room area in here. Over here is the warrant officers area.
Oh, they're forward or just starboard of them?
Forward. On the starboard side and opposite where the ship's offices area. You see there was a chief pay clerk, chief warrant officer in there, paymaster of the Army, but a pay clerk that we called him, but he is a warrant officer. And he had four or five secretaries in there, yeomen, taking records, correspondence, and what have you. Figuring contracts and all this.
Would he help you make your reports up? Would they be the guys that typed them up for you?
They'd type them up and put them in there. Then after you got forward of this fire room area, walking out here, all the way across the ship was on that same level was the mess deck.
Clear across the ship?
Yep, one side to the other, all the way. And I think they would set up two tables, set of tables here and here, two rows of tables all the way across, or it might have been...
Well, in heavy weather, you would have to go through the mess deck then to go forward without going on deck.
No.
There was another way to go.
In heavy weather, now, I have to try to remember what you're saying. What was it you said?
Well,
if you wanted to get forward, now, coming out of the wardroom or off of the mess deck on the second deck, down where the warrant officers, commissioned officers' wardroom was, we could come up a ladder, regular stairway,
right,
up here to this level.
Right.
And we could walk across over here and go up a ladder. An inclined ladder, not one that was vertical, of course. Mm-hmm. There was a stairway ladder, too. They come up, and that door off of that went out onto the main weather deck.
And that was the main way that you went if you were going up to the bridge.
Well, that's usually the way that we went if we were going to the bridge. Now, we could do that from this port side here. But now, on the starboard side, they could come out, line officers from here could come out and go up a ladder here,
mm-hmm,
and come out on the weather deck.
On the starboard side.
On the starboard side.
So you could get the lee side if you wanted to.
The lee side or most of whatever.
Whatever happened.
If you needed to or wanted to, you'd come out there at these two and then go on forward.
I see.
Or you could come over from on the port side, come up and go up this ladder, come up the port side, go forward, and there was two ladders from that mess deck that went up aft.
Went up aft, I see.
Now, you went up there and you actually went up aft and got out on a weather deck on either side.
But you were protected behind the bridge at that point if the weather was on the bow.
The bridge, this is all forward.
Yeah.
Now this, where you came out, was the bridge was Well, you're not protected. Where this thing came out, it was on the open deck. But if you were heading into the wind or seaway, why, the doorway and the projection of the ship there
was
offered some measure of protection. Or to be open, you just went out there. There was boat storage along there and room to come out and go there. And then, if you wanted to get well forward up here, there was another hatch forward of the mess deck. It had a ladder coming up off the main deck, came up to the weather deck, the furthest most position forward. And we could go up and come up the furthest distance if people were going to anchor gear or looking after anchorage stuff were coming up in. There was a big storage area down below there in which in New York.
It was, well, they're all named that. Well, what's...
There was a Mendota, the lake named for Lake Mendota out in the west. And there was a Lake Champlain and a Lake Saranac. Let's see, another.
Where's Itasca? That's it up in...
Itasca is out in the west of the Mississippi, Lake Itasca out there.
North
and there
State
was a Mendota. And the Lake Champlain and the Saranac.
Okay. Now, but the Duane and the Roger B. Taney and these things.
They were different class vessels. Now,
I see.
They were a vessel about 350 feet long.
Oh, I see. How long was the Taney? 250?
The Taney was around...
I'm sorry. The Itasca.
The Itasca was around 250.
250. You know how many tons?
Now, they were run... Something around 2,000 tons.
About 2,000 tons.
Now, in the building of these ships, but the thing that came into it a little bit more was still the tonnage. Great Britain had something to do with this business about what ships that we, naval tonnage, and ships that could be used for combat service in case of war. They had frigates, we had Coast Guard cutters, and there was some... business that took place between the United States and Great Britain in the naval treaty conferences or navy conferences that took place in London regarding the tonnages of combat vessels of Great Britain and the United States and Canada and was the main three powers concerned. But the Itasca, the Saranac, the Mendota, the Lake Champlain, and there was another one. I don't remember what the other, but they were about 250 feet long, and their tonnage was roughly 2,000 tons. Now, built later as replacement vessels for these, in a sense, was the vessels named for Secretary of the Treasury. There was the Roger B. Taney.
Who was Roger B. Taney?
He was a Secretary of the Treasury at one time.
I see. How about Duane?
I don't know who he was, probably a
William
secretary.
Duane.
And now there was a another one, several of these.
What was the Shoshone?
The what?
Shoshone.
She was one of these lake class vessels.
Was named after Lake Shoshone?
Yeah. They had some of them that were Lake Shoshone and some of them. But the lakes and Indians name.
Lakes and Indians. Itasca is an Indian name. That's
Indian name of a lake.
I see.
Shoshone.
I see.
And.
Getting back to the boilers for a minute. What would cause, now let's say that, you remember the Navy, sometimes they used to make white smoke, and it would make a smoke screen.
But they'd make black smoke first, a screen.
Okay. What would be wrong to make the smoke lay right down on the water instead of...
Well, a white, any kind of smoke, just about it, it would tend to rise, but it would cool. The hot air of these gases as it came out of coming out of the stack, it'll go up, and as it would rise, it would cool off and then settle and come on down. But that's one of the old-time methods of evasion or evasive tactics in battles at sea. If you get into there, and especially if you get into an engagement where you're getting your ships knocked out from under you and getting the worst of it, well, you send destroyers in to make, or light cruisers to make, lay down a smoke screen where battlecraft, battleships, and aircraft carriers can get in this screen.
But would you have control over the smoke at all?
Oh, yes.
What would happen if the, in other words, if the smoke, let's say, just went up, it didn't come down at all, what could you do about it?
Well, you'd have to cruise it quite a long distance away, or get them right in close to, between as close to the ships as you're trying to protect as possible, and the enemy ships that was trying to sink them. Now, that was all right in days before radar.
But what could you do to make that smoke lay down on the water instead of going straight up?
Nothing. You just have to get out and estimate the drift of the wind and where you're going to lay this stuff down.
All right, now what if the smoke just came out of the stack and just laid right down on the water instead of...
Well, it seldom would just go right over the side. It wouldn't do that.
But
it would go up and rise a few, depending upon what the temperature was up here. It would go over and the wind would blow it on. And
could the ship move and make the pattern of the smoke different?
Yes. You could go and lay it down. You could go down and turn around and come back and lay another stream of it and keep laying it down.
Is there anything you could do to make the smoke go up, though?
No.
It would go
to a certain height, cool off, and come down, but you couldn't...
Nothing you could do to make it go a little higher?
No.
If the captain called up and said, the smoke's all laying down on the water, you're not covering us, we want
to... Well, he'd say, call God.
I see. Even the captain couldn't change that one, huh?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. That became a point. Now, let's say you had to make smoke, how long could you make smoke without getting in the...